Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. We're starting live now. We're connecting to Blog Talk. So you know this is our first show. Assalamualaikum, Ms. Indian.
Assalamualaikum, Ms. Brother Rahma.
Yep, I'm your host, and Brother Rahma, our co-host. And so I'm making sure the Blog Talk is going good. As you know, this is, well, first of all, let me open up and with the greetings of peace in the paradise. Assalamualaikum. I pray everyone is well. And I pray that, you know, everyone gained something from our show that is on entrepreneurship, Brother Rockmine. So anyway, hi, Stephanie Smith, how are you? Greetings, greetings. Come on in, guys. So we just want to give a little bit to get time for people to come in. We are on Blog Talk. It's called Wish Your Why. We're on Instagram as well as Facebook called Wish Your Why. So again, this is our introductory show. It is about entrepreneurship. We're talking about the holistic approach to entrepreneurship, like the physicality, the mentality, financially. We're also talking about financially, how things are when you're starting your show, when you're starting your own business, including the show. So we're rocking my show. Let's talk to the people. What you got to say, good brother?
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Rahman.
Brother Rahman, as you said earlier, I'm just a Philadelphia hardworking Muslim brother. I'm definitely an entrepreneur. I've been in business now for almost 20 years, a little over 20 years, actually, because my daughter's 20.
Wow.
22. And I'm just happy to be here. This is a good, I think it's a good topic because this is a topic that most black people aren't really too familiar with. We wing it when we get into business. And nobody has even gave us examples or taught us the proper way to do it. And this is a good, I think, a good branch to get started in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, we do want to hear from you all. As you know that you can call into the show. Please don't hesitate. It's 563-999-3423. I want y'all to press the 1 button. The 1 button allows us to know that you want to say something. If you don't press the 1 button, you can just listen, and that's okay, too. As I said, we are streaming live on Facebook, Instagram. If y'all have some comments that you want to write, please write in your comments. I see we got Baltimore on the line. I'm not really sure who that is from Baltimore, but I see a 443 number. We have a 215. So, again, like you said, Brother Rahman and I, because you don't know, we are both Muslim followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And, you know, we were brought up, at least I was born into Islam. Didn't always observe it as, you know, until I really got, like, in my 20s. But I could just say this, is that I remember my dad just, he always had his own business. Like, we was always taught, like, do for self. So I always grew up with that idea. So it's not foreign to me that I'm actually into entrepreneurship. But sometimes it looks so glamorous and it looks so sexy. And then when you get into it, you be like, hold up.
Right.
Hold up. So, I mean, what are your, some of your experiences, Brother Rahman?
A lot of rough experiences because before this, you know, just sold drugs and stole cars all my life, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, the Muslim program, taught the importance of being in business and that the benefits of it is that it has on your family, you know.
Right.
And it's been rough because starting it out, you know, I started my business with no loans.
Right.
Everything is out of pocket. No debt. No partnership. And building a family, a small family at the
time
was hard. And so it was rough. But it was worth it, though, because I'm the freest I've ever been.
Mm.
And I believe the richest I've ever been.
Wait a minute. Brother Rahman, you said the freest. God, the freedom that comes with being an entrepreneur. I mean, that is one of the best benefits. It is. Just having that freedom. And I'm not ever going to knock anyone. I know people who have been at their job since they graduated like high school. And they've been in their job 30, 40 years. I love that people have longevity. Like, we are not knocking people, you know, that has a job, that's out here working a 9-to-5, whatever. But if you are into the entrepreneurship, it is that freedom that allows you to, like, grow and expand, and you're contributing back. because a lot of this is not just for the money.
That's right.
Lot of it's not for money.
That's right.
And this is service, because you know, Brother Ali and I, when we moved here, the restaurant, the Supreme Oasis, when we moved here to Philly, the last thing I think we forgot to do was get a contract for somebody to come and haul and take our stuff away. And I'm like, what? And the chef's like, you know, Brother Rahman does that. And the next thing I know, and for years, Brother Rahman wouldn't charge us. He would just come and eat like 5 days a week. No, I'm just kidding. But like everybody, like guys, I mean, I'm telling you, they coming through, come in, please. So if y'all understand what it is to be an entrepreneurship, and I could just speak from a woman or a sister's perspective, I first started entrepreneurship back in, 2003. Matter of fact, we had a shop right across the street. It's a shoe store now. And we were trying to sell little dinners and have our little meetings out of there. And then I was trying to work two jobs and do it. And so it was just like overwhelming. But at least it did. Even when you think you fail, you really still are learning from those experiences. And but I always knew that I wanted to do my own business. I wanted to be like my dad. And that's one of the things. Because I said, if I didn't become a nurse, I was definitely going to be a lawyer, because I wanted to be a lawyer for the nation in case we got into some stuff or get my dad out, you know. And but I wound up choosing a course of nursing. And when I went into nursing, this is back in the 90s, I went into nursing with the perspective, we're going to get our own clinic. We're going to get a clinic ran by nurses, Muslim nurses or nurses who want to be part of the community. So I always knew that. I always knew. And, you know, this show is called What's Your Why? And the reason we call Wish Your Why, they say that most people know what they want to be in life by the time they become in their middle teens to late teens. You kind of have an idea what your purpose is.
Right.
So I know my purpose always been to give back, to give to the community, and because I receive so much when I give. So that's one. So look, Brother Rockman, I can't see Rupert Dern. Some people are making some comments. Hey, Brother Al-Musa King, Assalamu alaikum. He's like, congratulations. You know, Sister Brother Musa King warms my heart. I just really feel like he's already my family, and always make sure I put some pies to the side. I can't give him the Brother Rahman to take the pies from Musa King. No, I'm not going to
take them.
And I'm telling you, and even Brother Musa King came in here. He has what, extermination business. He came here like, sis, I'm not trying to charge him, like, Brother Musa King, take this money, here's some pies. But again, we do that for one another. You know, as Muslims, we thirst for one another. We want to help one another. But again, like sometimes in this business, people can be taken advantage of a little
bit.
That's
right.
So those are some of the, like, you know, I used to teach med tech classes, especially back in Baltimore. And I've had people that bring me checks, like, all right, I'll take a check. Well, I had people that, you know, next thing I know, the check bounces, like, this account ain't even open. But I still pass some of their classes. But again, I learned from these things. I've learned from these things. And so that's part of, like I say, you know what it's like to be an entrepreneur. So, Brother Rahman, tell us your why.
That's a good question. My why really came up kind of organically because, as I said before, you know, as many black people, young brothers and sisters now too, because sisters, black women being incarcerated is rising. So there's not too many job options left.
Mm-hmm.
So since there's not that many job openings left, I still got to eat. I still had to feed my family. So
right.
My wife was trying to search for a way.
Mm.
And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you know, don't beg for nobody for what you could do for yourself.
Right.
So my why is coming into filling a void that wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, and all of my brothers, and I'm shout out to all of the believers, Temple number 12, 90% of the believers got their own businesses.
Okay.
So we're a blue-collar, career-driven temple, and as I said, when I started working at the fish truck, Brother Akbar's, he had a fish truck back in the day.
Okay.
And I started working there, and it really let me know we can get money out here legally without selling drugs.
Okay.
That was my first glimpse of it in person. I knew we could open up businesses, but I'm thinking you had to get a loan, you had to do all this. But through the brotherhood, I began to see, okay, we can just do it, just start small, and then continue to grow. So that's
my why. And that's a beautiful thing, I'm telling you. And again, like I said, you know, my dad was from Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, and just growing up under Minister Bird Jeremiah, even make the bean pies. That bean pie is $1 million business.
That's right.
And still, I definitely want to make that clear that, you know, Black people, we have been doing things for ourselves, like been entrepreneurs. I did a lot of research. They like back in the 1920s when it was the Jim Crow laws happening, they said like 1920 to 1930, that was the biggest boom that Black people started opening up their own businesses and becoming entrepreneurs. And if you think about it, that's when the Tulsa, if you remember that,
yes.
When they had their own, it's called Black Wall Street, they had their own, and then that wound up getting burnt down to the ground. But this is not nothing new. I think that this pandemic has definitely put things in perspective. It jumped a lot of people who always wanted to do entrepreneurship but never had the time or never really put in that work because they always did a 9-to-5 or did everything. So I do see a lot of people are really coming into their own. And when people come into the shop and they want to talk about, hey, I got this, I have that, I do try to help as much as I can because I know what it's like to be that other person on the other side. Hey, do you guys need a school teacher? Do you need this? Do you need that? And so, you know, and one thing about entrepreneurship, you can't have no thin skin.
That's right.
You cannot have no thin skin. You have to be, rejection has to be your best friend. Like, I could be rejection right here next to me in the car. Rejection is waiting for me when I go into that building. But that is okay because, again, it makes me analyze myself. What more can I do? What more can I add? I mean, it just brings out the, like, if you really serious about what you're doing, you want to dig deep and deeper into like, how can I make this happen? Because there's ways to make this happen.
Definitely.
It's ways. So any questions out there, guys, call in. If you want to speak, press the 1 button. I see we got some callers in. If you want to speak, I know y'all just want to sit here and listen to me and Brother Rahman all night. But that's okay if y'all did, because like I said, we're speaking on, like I said, we are, you know, Muslim follows the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we give praise and thanks to Almighty God Allah for the messenger and for our colleagues, and may Allah be pleased with him. And then so out of Baltimore, out of Muhammad's Temple number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. And again, we still hold on to those same principles of Islam. And again, most women that do go into entrepreneurship because they dad, it was something about their dad that impressed them and made them want to go into it.
Yeah, right. That's how Kishwa is.
Yes, and she's always talking about how she's going to set up her own little office, her business. I mean, you got it from your dad. And Kishwa is very economically prudent.
Yes, yes.
So Sister Kishwa used to be the front person in here.
Yes.
And she's like, that's 50 cents for the credit card charge. You want an extra sauce? That's another 50 cents. Like, me and she don't be giving the sauce away. We don't charge. She was like, 50 million? No, ma'am. She was like, in the back. Like, she be guarding that money, which is great because now in Pennsylvania, they are going to start having business and entrepreneurial classes in a high school. They're going to make that one of the, because you do want to learn to be financially fiscal. Because you can have all the business you want, and if your money going out the door, it's coming in,
right,
and it's going back out because of waste, misuse. I know one thing. I am thankful to Allah that Sean is able to take these business classes. She's been with the Goldman Sachs. My daughter, Sean, who helps me with that, she's been with the Santander's business cohort. So that has helped us a long way. So, guys, even though you have the spirit and want to be an entrepreneur, you also have to have, like, basic, what's that called, like, bookkeeping, taxes, you know, really have someone, not just, like, let me write that down, or where's that receipt at? You really have to have a good accountant. And there are some excellent accountants out here. So just know, like, first you do have to put in the work. You got the idea. You brainstorm. And you can't tell your idea to everyone. We know this. Because you got some people, they don't have the fortitude to do it, or they think you're just trying to be better, or, yeah, right, you know. And so you can't share with everyone. So that's why we have this podcast. They kind of bring like minds and similar burdens together. Because all of us as entrepreneurs, we all kind of walk that walk like, yeah, I know how that goes.
That's right.
Or I know how that is.
May I suggest, too, also to those that are watching, if you can't call in, we hope that you do, but even if you can call in the comment section, type in your business name and information so that, you know, we could share and let people know about the services that's in the city, around the city, and things of that nature. So, again, this is very, well, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored that people are watching. I'm honored that Sister Nguyen inviting me here. I learned so much from being in with the sisters here. Like she said earlier, I haul the trash here. This was my first store of hauling trash from. I really just haul construction debris or you know, eviction cleanouts and things of that nature. But this opens up a different lane.
Wow.
But not only did it open up a different lane, it opened up a brighter mind, because y'all taught me more about networking and dealing with other people more. Because me, I'm very tight-lipped. You know me, you know me, but that's about it. But now I started getting heavier with the advertising, going live, promoting on Facebook, and I learned that from the sisters. So I thank y'all for that. And like I said, it's an honor to be here.
No, that's equal and opposite, Bubba Rockman, because again, like you said, I think that's why the nation Islam is like that. It's all wise and all knowing, right down to the modern time. Because what I don't have, I'll make sure you have something. Like, because we wouldn't depend on one another. That's why we need one another. And I love that. I love that spirit. Sean, did somebody say you? Oh, I can't. I got to get my bifocal. Where's my Jimmy Choo? But no one, you got to press the one. That's the only way we can talk together, guys, if you press the one button. You have to press the one button. So let me see here. Caller? Hello? Yeah, they have to press the one button to let me know that they want to listen to us. And again, let me say that number again. It's 563-999-3423. If you guys would like us to, like, come on, if you want to come on to the live, you can come on to the live. If you would like to come on to the show and just kind of really, I hear somebody. Oh, okay. Oh, that's, I'm like, wait a minute, I hear something going on. So, again, we pray and hope that you learn something, and we want to learn something for y'all too, because we don't have all the answers here. I do want to make sure that we're able to dispense this information and share information. And if you have something, if I know about a grant, or that's how Sean and I made it, mainly through the pandemic. People called us up, you know, they got a grant for black restaurants, they got a grant for women, they have this, they have that. And it's just like things just took off. We need one another to make this grow.
Right. That's right.
And like I said, this is our entrepreneurial show. Oh, I see the hand is up. Okay, we have a caller. All right, love the callers. And guys, bring us in.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, come on. Welcome to Blog Talk.
Yes, it's Sister Sean, a.k.a. Chef Sunflower. I definitely wanted to call in and put my couple cents in the air.
No, you have 100%. Go on, baby, say it.
I just want to congratulate y'all. I'm watching the show right now. Like, let me call in, get my, you know, piece in there, and I'm loving the show so far. And I just want to say, like, how important it is for your children to see you do this. So, like how you said, you watch, you know, my grandfather do it, and I'm watching you do it. And now that I'm doing it, and, you know, how Kisha watched Brother Rockman, like, it really does make that difference when your children see that growing up, because it sticks with them, even if they do another 9-to-5 or something like that. That entrepreneurial spirit always is embedded in us. So even though when I was younger and did have a 9-to-5, I still was like a manager. I still was like a position of hire, because it was just like, even though it's not my business, I still had that spirit of running something or doing something, you know?
I love that. That is so true. I have to say that for all of my daughters, and that is because they did go to Muhammad University. And because of that, even when my dad had the restaurant back in Baltimore, that helped me put me through nursing school. I was able to put my kids in private school. They went to Muhammad's University of Islam. And just having that background, I mean, they was mopping and washing and sweeping floors, because it was like part of the curriculum. They knew how to cook. They knew how to clean. All those things are so important to give your children when they're young, because those work ethics go a long way. You've got to have those work ethics.
One thing, too, about bringing the children into looking at the business is educating them to the value of a family business.
Mm.
Oftentimes, as children, they see the parents struggling to maintain with the long, hard hours, you know what I'm saying? And they grow up and kind of have a resentment for the business, or may want to grow up and go into a different field. So it's important that whatever businesses that are maintained, we teach the children to, even if they don't want to work them themselves, hire somebody to run it. Don't just let a business die with your parents, right? You want to teach them to be able to hire a manager or bring someone in to take that place. But just like when it comes to our family home, grandmama died, we sell a house, split the money up. Mm-hmm. And the family never holds on to assets or resources. So businesses is also resources.
Yep.
So we want our children to grow up learning to love the business, learning to respect the business, because if I'm not getting too religious, but we saw how Wallace destroy the Honorable Elijah Muhammad
his
built.
Dad.
Right? His dad, what he built. And what we got to do is really just train our children, teach our children to maintain the business, even if they don't want to run it. Keep it running. Take pride in what you got. That's why I had to put Ali, the name in it, so Kiswa can see herself
right.
in it.
I
you know
that.
What I mean? So, and Ali General Labor, the trash hauling company, based out of Philadelphia. If you need any trash, construction, demolition trash, give us a call. We love what we do. We're very affordable. And if you follow me, you see some of the videos. And yeah, that's it. This is a deep generation building, and a business here, this restaurant, the Supreme Oasis here in West Philadelphia. One thing I valued was how she said that her father started the business back in Baltimore. It's still people from Baltimore that come all the way to Philadelphia for the pies, come all the way down here for the family. So it's important that, you know what I'm saying, that the people see generational businesses grow too, because oftentimes our people don't get a sight to see it. And if they never see it, they can never want it.
That's right.
So I thought that was cool.
That is so important that you like to instill into your children, because sometimes children be ashamed, or they feel like, yeah, if you make more money, I can get more stuff, I can get more of that. They don't see like that long.
Right.
That long value of keeping it and having a business. And it's so funny, because I was telling Bert Rockman, like, every morning I wake up, I'd be like, yeah, we're going to take on the day. It's going to be great. And by the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Barbara. It's a wrap. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you know, at the end of the day. So that's why, like I said, that's why we call this show. We're taking it from a holistic point of view. You guys, you still have to balance yourself. I know it's long hours. I know it's this. If you can't do it all the stuff, you got to have a team.
That's
I used
right.
to try to, my first business I did in Baltimore, I did it, it was right in Woodlawn, Maryland, and I was teaching med tech training classes, and then the day I was ready to take on the world, and by the, but thank Allah, there were other business women that, like Nguyen, come on, let's get it, let's go, and then they would call me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, you're doing great, no, I'm ready to throw in the time, like, don't you do it.
That's right.
So we need, like, that camaraderie, we need people who understand this walk. Cause sometimes we all get down there like, man, is this cut out for me? Because I'll be honest, sometimes I miss those six figures just going to a 9 to 5.
Right.
I miss those six figures. But guess what? They do come. And I'm so sure. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, I got a question.
I got a question. What the question is, what advice would you give entrepreneurs who are shy about networking or just are not good at selling themselves?
Good question.
That's a good question. Well, you know, both of our backgrounds are Nation of Islam based, and that was one of the reasons why the FOI was selling the newspapers in the street. You guys got to get out there and do it. You know, you just get yourself out there, because I'm a shy person as well. I'm very reclusive and things of that nature, but you just got to believe in yourself and trust in yourself and go out there and just you got to start. You know, networking is definitely part of the business, but the advice that I would have is just do research.
Mm-hmm.
The more research you do on your project, it builds confidence.
It does.
Oftentimes, we don't have confidence because we haven't really had the resources. One other thing, read books on networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that reading books on networking will help because, and it's easy. Networking it was made so easy now with Facebook and social media. It's easy to network. So if you're shy, start on Facebook.
That's right.
Start your business and start interacting with people, because what that does is you'll do it not face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a computer screen. So you can take time to ask a question, time to answer a question until you build that confidence up where though you're ready to go out there and have a live conversation with someone. So I think that's the advice that I would give. I hope that helps.
I love it. And you will find your tribe. Trust me, I have a tribe. You will find people that feel you, that get you, to understand you, and will be loyal to you. And one other thing, if I could add to that, Rockman, is that really trying to invest in something that you want to do and you're good at. Because no matter what the knockdowns are, you're going to still get back up. You'll still keep going. But if it's something you're just doing because you just want it just purely for the money, I can understand that. But the first wind that blow, you may not get back
That's
up.
Right.
First time
right.
you ain't getting that cash or that check, you may not get back up. So really try to do something that you're interested in, that you like. And you will find your tribe, especially, like I said, through social media. And that's why I do like social media. I know a lot of people put social media down. But honestly, I feel like I'm a creative person. But as I look and I'm researching, I'm doing things, there's things that give me ideas. There's things that help me build on it. And like I said, people are like, oh, you stealing my style, you jocking my style. No, I'm not here to emulate, but if there's something that I like about you did, I'm going to try to build it and make it my own.
That's right.
And so that's probably another thing about entrepreneurship. And another thing, go ahead, say, say that part about my, say your part.
Another thing, too, coming from the Nation of Islam point, we're building a nation. A black man needs a nation of his own, right? And understanding that point, you'll understand that we need everything. So whatever idea or skill that you have, the people are waiting for you.
Mm.
Don't think that they are waiting to reject you. You know what I'm saying? We need every field, every industry, every industrial plant, anything that you need to sell, anything you want to sell, it's people out there that are waiting for you.
Mm.
And keep that in the back of your mind. Walk down the aisle. How many different, you know, it was that story ago, was many different bread companies.
Okay.
Right. It's always a lane for you. And you got to really believe that and know that. It's people out here that want to do business with you.
And they'll patronize you, too. And like I said, even the part that I wanted to still talk about was, like, the competition part. Like, you know, Sean and I, we still keep and our, you know, our Maryland roots. We still make sure we have our seafood, our fish, our salmon, our bean soup, our staples. The staples that we had when we was in Baltimore, Supreme Oasis. But, you know, when the pandemic hit, people started eating different, drinking different. They wanted more, like, ginger drinks. They wanted more, like, plant-based foods. So you got to be able to, like, be able to kind of build your business and kind of go with where the trends are going to. So we do a lot more plant-based. But then when we got into the plant-based world, there were people who already did plant-based or vegan and all those things. And they kind of looked at us like we're a competition and da da da. And I'm like, no, like, we're not competition. We're here, we're just kind of like feeding the need that's out there. You know what I mean? And I want people like go to other, we go to other people's shops and eat. You know what I mean? And like I say, we always been a no pork. We don't carry pork, no trans fats. We don't do those things. No MSG. We've always been that way.
Another thing too, what I would like to talk about in entrepreneurship is there's a difference between being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, and just hustling.
Mm.
You know, when we were selling drugs, you know, out there in the street, you just go stealing, that's not really a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's just hustling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge difference. And a huge difference. But black people, so what black people got to want to do is, can y'all see the video? Because it's saying people want to join the video.
Sean, do you know how to make that? See, you need the young girls in here. You know how to make
but, they say some people, I guess some people can see. But what I was saying, it's very important for us to understand business. Learn how to, you said earlier, having a team, accountants, and, you know, money people. Because when you get into business, you can make a lot of mistakes
mm-hmm.
by just thinking it's a hustle.
Right.
So that means you got to learn the industry that you are in. You got to study investing because we haul trash and we do demolition. I had the ability to take time and put money away and buy new tools, then learn how to use those
tools. That's right.
Because if you don't invest in your in yourself and in the business, it's going to fail.
That's
another part about growing and entrepreneurial too is you got to keep growing.
Mm.
Don't just think about getting money and just putting it in the bank. Your business grows and it changes. As technology changes, your business will change. As trends change, your business will change. So it's important to learn how to study those things and grow with time.
That's
because
right.
y'all, you know, like I said here, and we got generational businesses out there too. So in order for a business to be transferred from generation to generation, it has to grow.
Mm.
It has to mature.
It
can't stay the same. You know, whatever, how I first started hauling trash, I can't haul it that way no more.
Oh, all right, come on.
So it's important for us to really research the field that you are in and not just hop in it for the money.
That's right.
And one more quick thing, if I'm not talking too much.
No, brother.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a quote, and it said, do for self and kind. Oftentimes we hear just do for self and we stop there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's do for self and kind.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you get into business not just for the money, but you're doing it for the people who are around you.
That's
you want to show
right.
them examples. You want to give them opportunities. You want to give them jobs. So it's important for us to really provide a business
mm-hmm.
so that our brothers and sisters can come in. Like,
yes.
take for example, like how just off of this business here, it's various Muslims
mm-hmm.
coming in.
All
I'm hauling
time.
The trash. brother minister coming in. He doing exterminating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other Muslims that come in here, that vendors that come in that do things, and we can grow together. So, but if we're not growing together, we won't provide jobs and opportunities mm-hmm. for other people. And it's important for us, for other people to see that black people can do business.
Yes,
you know,
yes, and be professional.
And be professional.
And I agree with that, Burr Rotman, because that's another reason, too, like I said, as far as this restaurant, people coming in, because people really, they don't really see most people from the Nation of Islam, especially as we still follow the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in its purest form. They don't really see a lot of, you know, Philly is the Mecca of Muslims. You know, you got a lot of Muslims, but still holding on to the pure principles of Messenger Muhammad. And again, the thing is, when even the little children and young girls coming through, people that's hard to hire, people that's got out of jail, people in transition houses, we give all these people chances to come through. You know what I mean? We give them chances and we give them experiences. We help them, whatever. You're trying to get in school, you're trying to get in college, you're trying to do this. We still help them. So they're like, hey, come in, you know, haul my trash or come in, mop my floor, do this and do that. No, we want you, like, what is it you're trying to do? And they're people that genuinely care about you. And that's what I think. I just thank Allah for his mercy. Because, again, like, it's not easy. Like, if you don't think restaurant business is easy, it is not. I used to work in the ER for years over there at Penn. And I'm telling you, I rarely went to the bathroom. I did all those things. I think this is good training for here. Because even when I worked in Baltimore at the restaurant, I just worked on the weekends. You know, I never had to start a restaurant up. And then I never had to be the primary person to run. So it's a whole different perspective than just popping in on the weekend here and there for a couple of hours. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And but, you know, it's worth it. It's worth everything. And one good thing, I know I'm going to have a good healthy meal no matter at the end of the day. Just somebody would be making it, making them meals and those platters. So I appreciate that so much. But, yeah, so that it's not easy. If nobody says when it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
So, again, whatever business you're in, if y'all want us to shout out your business, tell me your business. I'm going to shout out your business. I mean, you can be a vegan, another restaurant. You can be a Muslim. I will shout out your business. So just know, Brother Rahman and I, you know, we are looking at some things, starting, like, maybe having, like, maybe once a week or month a month, we're going to try to have, like, a business, like, entrepreneurial class and meeting where we all come in. And if you're good at a certain subject or topic and you want to speak to that, that's fine. So we got a little location right here in West Philadelphia that we want to start doing that. Facebook comments, Brother Rockman. Somebody said facts. I can see that from here. Mama saw that.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Colette. Assalamu alaikum, Brother J9. Got Sister Nadia from Wayne and Berkeley 2 Seafood Company.
Oh, great.
K&J on here.
Oh, right. Sister Kendra. She's our BRAC cohort. Yes, yes. And that's another thing. We want people to get into these businesses, get into these little cohorts that give classes for free, and they even get your business out there.
Also, one thing I think that doesn't get mentioned, too, in entrepreneurship is you got to be ready to wear many hats.
Mm.
Because, like, take for example, I haul trash for a living, but I wear many hats. I got to advertise. I got to price the jobs. I got to bid the jobs. I got to walk through the jobs. I got to inspect the job, and I got a shovel in my hand. And I got to drive. So you got to, don't think that it's glamorous that, okay, I got a business, you can just pay other people to do everything.
Mm.
Especially in the beginning. Because it's a quote from Donald Trump, and I don't like him too much, but
it works.
Is he says, hire people and don't trust them. Now, what that means is you hire people, but watch behind them.
Verify.
So you can learn what they do too. Because there may be a time when somebody, you pay somebody to do something, but they don't show up that day. You can't shut stop up.
Because
they didn't show up. So you might have to step in. So we have to, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to make sure you master every aspect of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all, when y'all come in here, y'all got to come and open up the thing. Get all of the starters and the fryers and all of that ready. So it's important to just learn every iota of your business, like just if it was your house. When you walk in your house, you should be able to close your eyes and walk through your whole house and not bump into any future. And your business should be the same way. You want to study your business so that you know the ins and outs of it, so you can grow, so that you can see when you're getting shortchanged, and you can see blessings and new opportunities too. So
that's right. And like I said, it seems like, you know, business begets business. Once you start a business, you'd be surprised, like people just start walking through, they start getting a feeling, they get a vibe, they're like, all right, I can work with these people. I can do something. Let me help them. I'm telling you, Drexel, we have partnered with Drexel, has been very good to us. Kevin Williams, what's his name, Sean, wanted to do a catering just recently. Alan Riddick, oh my gosh, that whole, the Drexel Food Lab. I mean, man, people will come, and all of a sudden you helpers. But like I said, you got to be really putting in that work. You can't be just trying to look all good.
Right.
Like, be in front of the camera talking all this stuff, but you can't back none of it up once you off that camera. So, like I said, I'm pleased and I'm thankful to Allah. Like I said, we, even with our health clinic, you know, it was like, when I came to Philly, it was like, are we going to do the health clinic first or the restaurant? So we really did place a whole lot of emphasis on the restaurant. But, yeah, Sean and I went to go look at another building for our clinic, because, you know, the other building kind of... All right, and so we have another question over here. It says, what was your biggest hurdle I had to overcome? That's a good question.
One of my biggest hurdles was saving money.
Mm.
Because when you're earning money, sometimes you can earn it fast and it comes in and you spend it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to save money to reinvest back into the business. You got to save money to grow the business.
That's right.
You got to save money for hard times. So take, for example, if I'm doing a demolition job and it takes us 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I have to budget for trash dump for 2 weeks, for payroll for 2 weeks.
There you go.
If I just get the money and I don't know how to save it at the end of the job, I might not have no resources or no money to continue.
Wow.
And when you don't do that, you really mess your name up, because if you start a job and somebody give you the deposit to get started, right,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't properly save or allocate those resources, and now you don't let the customer down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let a customer down, they're going to tell somebody else. And then they're going to tell somebody else. So you want to make sure that you learn how to save and reinvest. That was one of the biggest hurdles for me, was learning how to save and properly put money away for rainy days and for reinvestment.
Yeah, I
what
think a lot of it has a lot to do financial-wise. And because, like I said, when we first started, we didn't take out any loans. We didn't... have any investors, any backers, anything like that. I mean, literally, we just worked like, we just put in that money and just was paying stuff off as, you know, we had worked. But like you said, you want to still make sure that, you know, make sure that financially, like, everything is coming back into the business. You reinvest in your business. And there's so many good things. Hold on. Oh, that was a good question. What is the greatest joy of having a business?
For me, the greatest joy is the money. It's like, no, I'm just kidding. The biggest joy for me is having something that I can call my own. Again, that's why I put Ali. I wanted to put Ali in the business name,
mm-hmm.
so that I can really have something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a good job, and I'm not knocking the 9-to-5, but you have you got the good job and all of that. You can't really pass your 401k to your children, or your retirement to your children. You can give them money,
mm-hmm.
but that's not something. So having a business was having something that I can call my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then that example spread through the family. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The children now are starting up in business, and now they have an idea of what it is. And when you got something of your own, it gives you pride.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It gives you a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I like to use the example of that's what separates peasants from royalty.
Mm.
Peasants don't have anything, and they don't have a legacy to live up to.
Okay.
But royalty, they got the castle, they got the resources, they got the name. So when you got something tangible that you can pass on to the next generation, that's a huge joy, at least for me. That was my biggest joy, is to have something that we can call our own that we didn't get from an ill way.
Right.
Our prayers say what? We spend out of what Allah has given us.
In the cause of Islam.
And in the cause of Islam. I got
That's
this
right.
business by following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I didn't steal for this business. I didn't con nobody for this business. This was a business that was built up from the ground by the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that's a great joy to say that I got something that somebody didn't give me.
Mm.
Or I got something that I didn't have to beg for. That I got something that gives my family a legacy, and I think that's my biggest joy. What about you?
Oh, but I mean, I'm telling you, it seems like we have similar, like, when you go through this entrepreneurial walk, you have similar, like, minds and burdens. Same thing, too, because, like I said, when we was in Baltimore, I only worked, like, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, even though we were open 7 days a week, because I worked a 9-to-5 all week, so I would just come help at the restaurant. And, you know, my dad tried to buy the restaurant several times before they actually sold it out to a big conglomerate company who knocked it down. We had like 5 buildings on one little row. And it was, I mean, I literally cried. I literally cried. It was, what, July 2nd. I know if it was on the subject. July 2nd, 2017. Like the vein popped out of my head. Because, and even our customers were coming in and crying like, oh, my God, I can't believe they sold the business. So I think one of the biggest stories, like, Dad, like, let's come on. Let's reopen. We, for a whole year, we searched for another building. I'm like, well, Dad, can we lease you the pods? Can we lease you this, do that? We tried to do so many different things. And he's like, Snoop, you know, hey, let's just, you know, some things happen. He's like, you know, I might have to go to Philly, take care of some stuff with the family. I'm like, well, Dad, let's see if we can find something in Philly. And I'm telling you, and it's by the grace of God that we even got this place, because this man was not trying to let this place go. And like I said, so the biggest joy was like that we're going to continue and then to go to the second and third generation. But let me just say this, like my dad wasn't just all about a restaurant and a bean pot. I mean, his dedication, his life and his death, everything had went to the messenger teachings and to Allah. So like I said, but it's still nice. So the fact, even if my dad never had this restaurant, even if he wasn't the best bean pie maker, just the fact that he gave me, let me know who I was, who my God was, who my enemy was, how to pray, like the fact that he still held on to those teachings, that is something that you, that money can never buy.
That's right.
And even when I was out here acting like a buttock and not a Muslim, and I'm talking about my early teens, even when I was, I still knew, you need to say your prayers. You should be fasting. This is Ramadan. Even though I was still out there doing my thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I'm getting ready to go on. You all better stop me. Where we at? All right, being an entrepreneur.
Being an entrepreneur, can get very busy. How do you find balance between self-care and your business? That's beautiful.
That part.
That's well, you gotta find time. Because when we was in the world or when we wasn't in business, we found time to do things. So how can I put it? You just gotta find it. You know, I'm getting stuck on this one. You gotta find it. But I know for me, I go to the gym and I run.
Mm-hmm.
And I study, and I also have a religious base. Now, I don't want to get, you know, too religious, but that's where the self-care will come in at to give you the strength to understand why you're in the business. And also kind of they can almost intertwine because I'm walking up and down steps all day. I'm carrying heavy trash. That's a workout in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you can find little ways through in your job to have some type of a self-care. And also, you got to remember that you are not the business. Now, what do I mean by that? Some people want to hustle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have to stop and take some rest. You have to stop and take a vacation. You have to stop and recalibrate the mind. You got to do that, but the best way is you got to find that your own way, your own niche. And again, earlier, as I said before, about studying the trends of your business, when you understand that there are high times in your business and low times in your business, you take advantage of those low times and go into self-care. You know, when it's, I know for me, in a cooler and summer months, business is jamming, but in a winter months, it's very slow. So then that's when I take my breather and take on a lot of my self care issues when the business is slow.
Mm-hmm.
So so if you study the trend of your business, you can find ways to add into self-care. I hope that helps.
That was well said, Brother Rockman, and that's really how you have to do that too. Because a lot of times I know, at least we're so ambitious, even with myself, we bite off more than we can chew, and then we start choking on it. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of say, wait a minute, that's not even reasonable. Because sometimes I'm working like we got an army of 500 people in the back working with us. No, it's not, especially me, Sean, and my family. Like, it's us working here. So I have to recognize that it's not always, you know, we don't have that kind of yet. So you're right. And you must, it's not, because your body will tell you it's time.
Yes.
You will shut down, and your body will tell you. So don't do it in the middle of a... You know, just like you said, you have to make that time and find that time. Like I said, and find your trend. So while I'm at work or if I'm going shopping and getting stuff from the store, I'll go and I'll, whatever I know I need, I know I can go right at that store and take care of this. or like Sean and I would like to go get colonics. And so like, hey, we know Mondays we're going to be off. Let's go and get up, take care of ourselves on our day off. But still get your rest. We'll make an appointment way late in the afternoon so we can, you know, do like have a low, you know, vibe day and get back. And that way you can be energized and you'd be glad to get back. And you're
right.
Like, all right. Hey, Oasis, I'm here.
If I can make one more quick point, too. When I said a vacation, too, let me clarify that. I don't mean taking a big trip on the beach or, you know, just spending more money, because that can actually hurt yourself. You know, you saved up all this money all year. You go on this big lavish vacation and spend all your savings.
Oh,
so when I say vacation, I mean time away where you can have a different wake-up schedule, a different time, a schedule to go to sleep where you can really lay up and rest.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not even have to leave the city. You may not even leave your home.
Right.
But just a vacation from the norms of running a business. And also, too, about self-care, I mean, self-care, too, is, how can I put it? The Japanese find ways and this ways to do it. When you see them doing work, their work is a workout.
Mm.
When I used to do a yoga pretty often. You can stretch in your everyday way of working. When you mopping that floor, take a little bit of extended. You know what I'm saying? When you bend in there, you got to lift up and grab something off the heavy shelf. Stretch your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, use your work, use your environment as a platform to work out too, because that can help, you know.
That is a good point.
Yes. And just again, going back to spirituality. In Islam, we make 5 prayers a day. 2 of them if you wake up in the middle of the night, right?
That's right.
The same way you make prayer, the time that you make prayer, you got to remind yourself to take time away for yourself. Always remember that. Take some time for yourself, because running a business can be very busy and you can burn yourself out. And when you, and that's something real quick too, when you want to make sure that you don't burn yourself out so much, because then now you a drag at the job site.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you cussing out coworkers or you understand what I'm saying? Because you in a bad mood.
Oh, gotcha.
So you got to make sure that balance is there, because as the business owner, you're setting the tone on the job site.
So
you got to make sure that you calm and humble and inspiring to the work crew, so that they are coming in upbeat, invigorated to come in and work. And I think that's important. Self-care is also your attitude. You got to want to be there so other people won't want to
be
there.
That's right. That's a good point. And, I mean, everything Brother Osman just said, I have to second that. And like you said, in those days, you know, like we work at a restaurant, we can eat all day. Can't eat all day. Because after a while, that starts getting you tired. It's not
right.
Fun. You're ready to go home. Also, so what you eat, how you eat. Also, like you said, what you think, Brother Rockman, is very important. I have some little weights back there. So when it's like quiet, I go use my little weights. I also use them for weapons. But yeah, I got my little weights in the bag. Those kind of things are so important. And I remember when we were back in Baltimore, and you know, our brother captain, he would always say, Snoop, they call me Snoopy. He was like, Snoop, how you work is how you fight. And man, you know, Philadelphia is known for fighting. Man, if you know, how you work, your work ethics, man, if you into it, you into it. That's the same way you want to fight in battle. So it's important, like Brother Vaughn said, working is almost like training. You're training yourself to meet and overcome all these obstacles, because there's always going to be obstacles. It just is. Life is just that way. But also there is, where there's difficulty, there really is ease. I have to bear witness to that. Oh, man, I'm sure we're getting ready, coming down. We got 7 minutes left. Guys, if you would like to advertise on this show, please come through. You know, you can call before we get ready to get off the air. You can call us 563-999-3423 and press the 1 button if you would like to talk. And again, thank you guys. This is our first show, so I do feel kind of like I got to get back into the groove of things. Because Sean and I did a show like 8 months ago. We did 2 shows and life was life in, so. but then I was talking to Brother Rockman, you know, like, hey, Brother Rockman, we're trying to get a podcast going. I mean, like, you know, it's always nice to have women and sisters. But it's also like having a brother perspective. And like I say, a lot of things that, you know, we tend to agree on. But again, if you guys would like to come in and be part of the show, and we're going to still get this modern technology a little bit more up to speed. So that we can get more interaction. Because we want interaction. This is not just us talking. We want to hear what you got to say, because I want to learn from y'all.
That's right.
We want those questions. And if I don't know how to answer your questions, I know who to go to. Or I know some other friends who may be in that arena. And I always go to Sean. Sean is my biggest resource. Believe it or not, you know, your parents, you think you're supposed to be smarter than your kids. You better have make sure your kids are well-equipped, and you can go to them for that information. So, again, if you want to be a guest to this show, I want you guys to reach out. You can always reach us. You can reach me personally on my cell. I give my cell phone number out because I use it for my business. It's 215-833-7685. Again, it's 215-833-7685. But Rahman, how can they reach out to Ali General Labor?
Ali General Labor is a trash hauling and demolition company. You can reach us at Wide Runner Dumpster, all one word, at gmail.com. You can also call 267-971-0955.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, I was like, Rahman, you sure you? Go ahead. Somebody say something.
Sister said she would absolutely love to be on the show. Sisters, I hear.
Oh, my gosh. Tell her to get with us. As you know, the show is every Wednesday at 6. Oh, my God. Where am I? See, it's my bedtime. I got to do some self-care. Because actually, the show was going to be at 7. And I'm like, Rahman, that's too late for me. Mom got to get to bed. I get up like 4:30 in the morning. And I'm zoomed. But anyway, every Tuesday at 6 p.m., we want you guys to come through. If you want to come and Zoom through with us, that's not a problem. We want to hear what you have to say. We want you to come and talk with us. I mean, if you want to actually come in and want to display something, we definitely want to. Like I said, the show is forever growing. But like I said, I'm the host of Rahman. It's the co-host of Rahman. It's an excellent. He's bored it today because I was kind of like, Rahman, I'm a little nervous. He like, look, when I'm talking, like, I know I'm not talking that's just my personal opinion. I'm talking things that I learned from the nation, things I learned just from experience. It just comes natural, and it does come natural. And that's a beautiful thing.
Also, please, in the comment section, put your business name, the contact information, and your services, because we'll shout you out. Even if you can't call in or you can't come in, we'll shout you out.
Absolutely.
So we'll shout you out to let you know, to advertise, because this is like minds. Again, we want to help each other out. We're not just doing for ourselves. We're doing for self and con. So we want the brothers and the sisters that you got a business, you got a service you provide, contact us so we can get it out to the people. Put that contact information out there.
Absolutely. And like I said, we are working on an actual physical space for Wednesdays. That's why. Yeah, we can kind of like come together and do some classes, display some of our stuff. Maybe we can start buying some stuff or just patronize and just know what people are doing. Because even here in West Philly, it's so many nice little jewels that people are doing in the neighborhood that I didn't even know about. I mean, you got people that help the youth with mental health issues, with housing. They got all kind of little things because we all in our little cloister, we don't really know what's happening. Man, networking is your best friend. Networking is your best friend. And word of mouth, I'm telling you about 75-80% of our business is word of mouth. I heard about y'all sisters. Or I saw somebody that said something about you. Like today we got a contract, a catering with Chase Bank because they remember us from the Burger Brawl. Somebody talked to us about when we did the Burger Brawl back last year. So guys, word of mouth, you are your brand. How you carry yourself, how you present yourself. You don't have to know everything, but you know, have that confidence, be sincere in what you do, and it'll come across. People know.
Shout out to Sister Zahira. She gave us, she said, K&J Breakfast Plus, Creative Cuisines Catering Company, a Muslim-owned breakfast cart and catering company serving the state. The tri-state area, quality food and quality service. She's located on Huntington Park and Fox Street. She's open from Monday through Friday from 9 to 1. Give her a shot if you're in the city.
And that's a hard-working sister.
Yes.
You hear me?
Assalamu
alaikum, Sister Kendra. That is a hard-working sister. And I have to give it up for her man, like you say, from the bootstraps. Like, we picking our stuff up from the... And I even think she has some plant-based options on there for people who are really trying to get into that plant-based. And she's teaching her daughter. I've seen some posts with her and her daughter. Man, her daughter's growing up so beautiful and just taking right after her mom. So, guys, this is generational. Instead of saying I'm generational cursed, man, we're going to pass on generation blessings and teachings. And be what you say you are. That's important. Oh, we got 90 seconds, guys. I appreciate y'all for coming through. Next Tuesday at 6, y'all come through. Y'all come see us. We love y'all. I appreciate all the love y'all gave. And don't be shy next week. Don't be shy. Come on. Let's talk. Call us. We're going to do some more advertising. I know we didn't start advertising that kind of late. But this show, we kind of figured was going to be a little, but it was just an introduction. But we do have topics we want to talk about. But we want to hear from y'all. What topics do y'all want to hear? Oh, and it's going down. So, again, we wish and pray that y'all do well. I thank Allah for such a great show. And I thank Allah for my brother near next to me.
Thank
God. And Steph Sunflower, always orchestrating, directing. She, you know, it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to come to y'all. And I pray Allah that he keep us safe when we see each other next week. All right, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Thank y'all for watching.
I forgot how to turn everything off, Shirley. Oh, dude, that broke my mind.
How do you think he did?
Did you take your black talk off? Huh? Did you take your black talk off? No, who's your off? It's black talk off. Or automatically take your off? Oh, yeah, it was automatically. Oh, my God. You did so good. You did so good. Y'all, really? I'm so impressed.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I knew y'all was good talking and all that. I knew y'all was going to do it. You hit right on the nail. You definitely hit that on the nail. Like every question.
Not even a blink.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, he made it plain.
Yes.
Me, I'm all the way around the Marbury Bushes, then I'm bringing it back around. No, you went right into it.
Yes.
Who was the full? Okay. Oh, man. Now I got to realize, how do I save this show?
I got to learn how to, most people was making comments. They were just giving greetings. Nobody really even gave them questions.
Okay.
But if they was, I need to be able to look at the screen and answer those questions. So, you know, in a good flow.
Would it be, do we need to bring our things more closer to us? Or do we need to set them up in the things that we can look like? And people can join right from there. We can bring them right on.
Okay.
Right from there. But, yeah, I did see a lot of Asalaamu Alaikum. Even I have a lot of people on my Facebook.
And it's good to, like, just to shout people out, let them know, like, you watching. Because sometimes they want to just
Go to the privacy. I mean, yeah, go to the privacy. Push that, yeah.
Okay.
And, oh, it's already on focus. Because I got to manually put mine on there. No.
I'm going to share.
Go to this one first. Because why can you tap on to that one?
What?
I'm not going to lose this, though, right?
No.
Your video has...
Because it'll give you the option to never erase it, or it'll self-erase after 30 days.
But this one, I'm going to schedule my next live, which is next week. But I don't know.
No, it won't. It'll ask you a question. Just tap the...
Can I just hit the next, though? Like,
okay,
yeah, but if, I'm telling you... If
it's okay, Robocman.
Because I go live on... If I tell the automatic start recording at 6 o'clock and we're not ready at 6:01,
yeah, we don't like doing
no. It doesn't. It's going to ask you.
It's
not,
okay.
let me see if I can show you what I mean.
And here's the 30-day thing. I know.
Oh, all right, that's the screen I thought was going to come up.
Never delete.
Yeah. That's the screen I thought was going to come up.
Okay.
That was really good. Y'all did really good.
Well, 7 comments, 2 shares, 77 views so far. Not mad.
I'm not going with
the
deep.
It was.
The whole time.
And I rewrote, and I know. I think I know.
And Leah was giving a lot of questions. Leah was asking all of the questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody said, anybody want to drive me to Philly this weekend for Supreme Races in Delhi? You drive, I'll pay.
Oh, you got a screenshot there.
Super nice to us. And so this show, let me see how this show sounded, though. Oh, my end episode.
Okay, we got 59 views.
Awesome.
And 4 shares.